from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump imposed new economic sanctions Thursday against North Korea for its nuclear threat, targeting individuals and businesses that finance trade with Pyongyang's reclusive communist regime and funding for its weapons development.
China, the central bank, has told their other banks, it's a massive banking system, to immediately stop doing business with North Korea.
Although President Trump said China's central bank has ordered a halt to trading with North Korea, there has been no immediate confirmation from Beijing, which has long been North Korea's main trade partner and its economic lifeline. Trump has long sought China's help in reining in North Korean weapons development. He praised the move by China. He called North Korea's nuclear bomb and ballistic missiles a grave threat to peace and security in our world. North Korea responded, calling President Trump mentally deranged, adding that a frightened dog barks louder. His remarks, which described the U.S. option through straightforward expression of his, will have convinced me, rather than frightening or stopping me, that the path I chose is correct and that it is the one I have to follow to the last. That, a quote from the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, who also said Trump will pay dearly. In his speech to Thursday's UN General Assembly session, South Korean President Moon said, "We do not desire the collapse of North Korea. We will not seek reunification by absorption or artificial means." You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump praised Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as a friend who gets high marks for running a very difficult part of the world. Trump's effusive praise for the Turkish leader came on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly on Thursday, despite tension between the two countries over the conduct of Turkish security officials toward American protesters. Israel's support of this coming Monday's independence referendum by Iraqi Kurds is threatening to strain recently restored diplomatic relations with Turkey. Correspondent Dorian Jones reports.
Israel has a long tradition of seeing the region's Kurds as a buffer from both Arab and Iranian threats. But with Turkey having its own restive Kurdish minority, Israel's support of the vote has drawn strong condemnation in Turkey. Aydın Selçem, a former senior Turkish diplomat, says the response by Ankara and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been restrained. Analysts warn if Israel backs its support of the Kurds with action, it will likely further strain relations with Ankara, whatever their mutual interests. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Facebook said it will share with congressional investigators the 3,000 advertisements on the social media site that were found to be linked to Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg made the announcement in a live broadcast Thursday.
"We are actively working with the U.S. government on its ongoing investigations into Russian interference. We've been investigating this for many months now, and for a while we had found no evidence of fake accounts linked to Russia running ads. And when we recently uncovered this activity, we provided that information to the special counsel. We also briefed Congress, and this morning I directed our team to provide the ads we've found to Congress as well."
Facebook's investigation revealed a Russian-based operation spent $100,000 on ads attempting to influence the 2016 presidential election. Russia has denied any involvement. Hurricane Maria strengthened Thursday as it approached the Turks and Caicos Islands, while continuing to dump more heavy rain on Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. The storm was the strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico, which is a U.S. territory, in almost 90 years. The full extent of the damage has yet to be determined because communities remain isolated and unable to communicate. But there are reports of towns being overwhelmed with flash floods and mudslides. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.